This is God and Autobiography, the podcast, as told to a philosopher by Jerry L. Martin. He was a lifelong agnostic, but one day he had an occasion to pray. To his vast surprise, God answered in words. Being a philosopher, he had a lot of questions, and God had a lot to tell him. Episode 11.
I am an evolving God.
I thought God was supposed to be perfect, eternal, and unchanging. I had been an agnostic, but I thought I had a clear idea of what I was agnostic about. I was usually disturbed to be told something that did not fit my preconceptions, yet this bit of news, while puzzling, did not upset me. When I first broke this news to Abigail, that God's message is evolving over time, and that he had called me to carry it forward, she just listened, unfazed.
I felt submissive. It sounded like orders from above. I thought, Jerry is clearly not making this up. What it means in my life is, of necessity, open-ended. To receive such a direction is to move to a realm or level not foreseeable. In other words, it is a blessing.
It all seemed intolerably bizarre. I thought I should talk it over with people I knew. One, a distinguished medical ethicist, responded, "First of all, this is not weird." Nothing he could have said would have been a greater relief to me. Another, a well-known author, said, first, "That's great. Now you know there is a God." And then added, "You have had a Kierkegaard moment." Recalling that philosopher's question, if you encountered Jesus on the streets of Copenhagen, would you follow him? A prominent lay theologian said he was touched by my story and suggested some reading while I waited for my big assignment. While there were also cautionary responses, no one seemed to think I was crazy or a fool to take the voice seriously. Still, I was not prepared for the next experience.
I want you to enter my heart.
Enter God's heart? This is weird, Lord, and scary, like out-of-body travel.
I will protect you.
Lord, give me your love.
Let Abigail love you. You will feel my love through her.
Then strengthen me. Be with me for this.
I will.
He took my hand, as it were, and led me into the heart of God. I had expected it to be an overpowering, perhaps terrifying, experience, but it was more like the eye of a hurricane. I was at the center of something vast and powerful, but here it was quiet, calm, and peaceful. I surveyed the things I feared, the end of my career, loss of reputation, financial insecurity, and a book that went nowhere. In that calm that is God, each concern disappeared. Lord, what exactly is my assignment?
The world needs to understand my story. Or at least understand it better. I've given parts of the story to different people at different times. The whole now needs to be told. Your effort will be part of telling that whole story.
Do you want people to piece the whole together out of the parts?
What I want most is for people to listen to me.
And to listen to what you have told various people over the ages.
Yes, that is part of listening to me.
What exactly do you want me to write?
God and autobiography. My story is the history of me, how I came to be.
The story of your interactions with various peoples?
That, but not only that. Tell it from my point of view, not the history of people's experience of God.
Lord, the total story of your interaction with people would be too vast.
No, all history is selective. Use a different word, like episodes, if you like. But it is a history in the sense of being chronological, developmental, and dramatic in some sense. There is a subjective point of view, myself, intentions and concerns for the future, regrets about the past, and so forth.
What are the materials for this history? The great religious texts?
Yes, of course. That is one side of the human-divine interaction, like hearing one end of a telephone conversation. So that is one starting point. But there are others as well, and I have been leading you to them. The physical record, the geological record, the biological development, the stars and the galaxies, time and creation, and so on. And I will tell you many things myself. That is the new revelation aspect. Nothing overly dramatic there. I reveal myself all the time.
Should I read the scriptures of the major religions?
Yes. I want you to read the early spiritual history of mankind. I will lead you to which readings. I would like you to pray as you read them and take notes as directed.
You said I was to tell your story from the inside out, but reading the scriptures is from the outside in.
Yes, tell my story as I tell it to you. The only purpose for reading is to give you reference points for understanding my story.
If I'm going to get into your head, it would be helpful to know what you're up to, what your ultimate goal is.
No, your job is not to get into my head. Remember, I am telling you what is in my head. You are not trying to empathize with a fictional or historical character. You have the living person right here. And I will tell you.
But as I prepare for the work...
You are making this falsely complicated because you are not trusting me. You think you will have to do this on your own by deciphering the cultural forms and so forth. But it is exquisitely simple. You ask me what you were to read or to study, and then you will ask me what I was up to in relation to what you are reading or studying. And you don't need to worry about the total compass or overall story, because I will lead you item by item.
How should I approach the ancient scriptures, Lord?
Get into the frame of mind for reading the particular work. The frame of mind is reverential, quiet, respectful, open-hearted. It does not consist of analyzing metaphors and stories of gods. Just take in what comes to you.
Thank you for listening to God and Autobiography, the podcast. The words of God are spoken by Jerry L. Martin, who heard the voice. He can be reached at godandautobiography.com. The narration and dialogue of Mr. Martin are spoken by Scott Langdon, who can be reached at scottlangdonwrites.com. In this episode, Abigail Rosenthal speaks her own voice. You can read the whole story in God, an Autobiography as Told to a Philosopher by Jerry L. Martin, available now at amazon.com.